hello everybody. It's your girl FES Scandalo all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. Just coming through and saying thank y'all for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie on this blessed day. Ooh, babies, when I tell y'all, this past 6 weeks has been quite a journey. You know, getting Tea Time with Effie out there to all of y'all to listen to. And I just want to say thank you. As I do every week, I want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all have no idea how much your support means to a bitch. Like, really? I mean, I would never have thought that I would have had so much fun doing this podcast. Because if I'm completely honest with myself, I like to think I'm a, what you call it, what's the word? Optimist. Yeah, I'm very optimistic about other people's things. Yes, babies. But when it comes to myself, bitch, very pessimistic. So I just want to say thank you to all y'all for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie this week. And like we start every episode, whether you're laying on your bed with your earphones, listening to me before you're going to bed, going to sleep, or maybe you're in the grocery or liquor store, listening to me in your earphones. You might even be driving in your car with me on the surround sound. Thank you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie on this blessed day. And without further ado, let us dive right in, babies. So today's episode, honeys, now I need to keep it real with y'all. Y'all know I have told y'all many things, and I'm gonna have to become more real. Not more real as in the fact almost like I wasn't real before, but babies, when I tell y'all, there are some things that I just hate. You know, those pet peeves that you just can't handle. You try to ignore it. You try to go on with your life. But as soon as it stems its head out, looks you in the eye, you're just like, hell to the no. Don't spoil my day with this shit. Pet peeves, baby. Episode 6 is entitled Pet Peeves with a Hint of Tea. So let us dive right in. Babies, when I tell y'all. Now, I've read somewhere that apparently, and I don't know, I can't remember if they said it on Grey's Anatomy 2, but I know I have read it somewhere. Now, I don't know if it's true. But apparently, people who cannot handle other people eating with an open mouth, there's like something in our brains that causes us not to be able to handle it. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, I am one of those people. I got that thing in my brain. I can't handle it. I can't handle it when people be eating with open mouths. Now, I can't. There's a difference. Y'all know there's a difference. You know, some people got the sinus, so they need to open up their mouth every now and then, you know, to get some breath in. We understand. We empathize with you, babies. But those people that just be chewing. Ooh! Just me even doing that sound now gave me the heebie-jeebies. Baby, when I tell you I cannot deal. I cannot deal with nobody eating in my ears like a goat. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. Close your mouth, baby. We don't need to hear. And I definitely don't need to see the food swirling around in your mouth as you will eat. And have mercy, Lord, close your mouth. Have mercy. Shit. Babies, when I tell y'all, when I was a little baby, right? Not a baby, but y'all know what I'm saying. I was a little baby. I loved all the fruits, right? I loved me some grapes, raspberries. Pears was my favorite. I love me some peaches, apricots, apples, and I used to eat bananas too. Bananas. Yeah, I used to eat them bananas too, babies. Now, y'all probably thinking, Effie, but you's a gay. How you about to tell us that you don't eat no bananas? Babies, I don't eat no bananas anymore. And it's not because the banana done did anything to me. But, babies, ooh, when I tell y'all. I know this one person, right? Really loves bananas. Always loved bananas. And when I was a little baby, this person would eat the bananas. Now, have you ever heard? Have you ever heard somebody eat a banana with an open mouth constantly like a goat? Over and over to the point where you can see the banana swollen. Oh, baby, calm down. Now, this is not tea time or lunch like the last episode. No, baby, this is totally different. I just want to express my pet peeves with y'all. Since that time, I think I was probably about somewhere between 7 and 10, right? Somewhere between 7 and 10. I had come to the realization, Effie, you cannot be eating these bananas anymore, because every time I see a banana, I hear this person chewing in my ears. Really? It's traumatized me that much that I don't eat bananas anymore? Like, for real, for real? Now, y'all know, if you stop eating something because of the, not because of the fact that you don't like the way it tastes, because babies, let me be real with y'all. I can go to a restaurant and order myself a banana flavored milkshake. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's fine. But when I see that banana in a fruit basket, I hear that person chewing in my ears. Chewing in my ears. Oh, hell. Stop it. Stop it. And up until today, babies, the person still be eating the bananas that way. And it's not only bananas. I'm sure there's other fruits and food types out there too that a bitch just can't eat anymore because a bitch done heard somebody eating it wrong. Close your mouths, babies. Please close your mouths. Now, you know what's crazy, babies. I become very lazy when it comes to, you know, chatting to people, whether it be on Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever it might be. I don't like typing. So I always be sending a voice note, right? Last week I sent my sister a voice note. I said to her, Jamie, I can't remember what I said to her, but I said, Jamie, and as I was talking to her, I was busy eating. She sends me a voice note back and she says, Effie, can you, Effie, please, please eat finish before you send me your voice note. You always be chewing in my ears when you send me a voice note. And I bust out laughing because I'm like, how am I out here in these streets trying to tell people not to eat with their mouth open, but then I'm going to record a voice note and send it to my sister with me chewing and talking at the same time, knowing that she also got that something up in her brain that can't handle nobody eating with an open mouth. Babies, when I tell y'all, it's really bad. It's really bad. It's not only this banana person. Y'all remember the person I spoke about in my first or second podcast? The ex of my past. Now, he had sinus. So I tried to understand. I tried to understand that he just simply could not eat with his mouth closed at all times, because then he can't breathe because his sinus was so bad. So we would have arguments almost every single night. I'd be like, can you close your mouth, Kevin? Close your mouth. I don't need to hear and see what the hell you're eating. Stop it, baby. I love you so much, but just close your goddamn mouth. Shit. Babies, when I tell y'all, that is one of my pet peeves. And it's probably never going to get out of my system, because up until today, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. It's different if... You know, it's not even different. I'm trying to make it good for y'all out there, but it's not. It's not, because I wanted to say it's different when you're chewing a sweet or eating a bubble gum. No, close your mouth. If you eat with a closed mouth and you open it to get some air because you got some sinus or something, thank you, we appreciate you. But if you stomp in the yard with that mouth, you better stop it. You better stop the hellin'. Oh, move away from me until you're done eating, and then you come back to me. Please. Please do me that favor, baby. Let us move over to chapter 2. Now, baby, chapter 1 about these eating open mouth was still, baby, that was still very laid back. Really, like for real. But my second pet peeve, this is something that I really struggle with, because when I created my Facebook, Instagram, and, or let's say, yes, the Facebook profile for Effie, the Effie Escandalo profile on Facebook, right? I was like, okay, Effie, so obviously you got people following your shows, following your podcasts, people who love your accent and all of that. So if you get a friend request, accept the babies. Accept them, whether it be a friend, whether it be a family, or whether it be somebody that you don't know, because it might be somebody who admires you. You know what I'm saying? Or a fan. I don't like to say fans, but let's say admirer, right? Someone who admires you and shit. So I have started, when did I create this profile? Probably like 2015, 2016. I created the profile, and I every few months, I go into my friend list and start unfriending a lot of people. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, my blacklist on my Facebook could be longer than some people's entire Facebook friends. Let me tell y'all why, babies. Let me tell y'all why. Y'all know what I just hate when somebody be adding you on Facebook, right? And they don't even start off with a hello or how are you, where you from or whatever. The first message they send to your ass is, send me a WhatsApp number so that I can chat to you on WhatsApp. Bitch, I don't know you. What makes you think that I'm going to give you my WhatsApp number just because you done asked me to? If I had done that to everybody who had asked me for a WhatsApp number, my WhatsApp blacklist would have been just as big as my Facebook blacklist. Like, for real, for real. So nowadays, when people be adding me on Facebook and they ask me for a WhatsApp number, I don't give them a number until at least a relationship has been built. You know what I'm saying? I can call this person a good friend, a good, you know, social media friend or something like that. But as far as giving everybody my WhatsApp number, hell, didn't know. I can't do it. I can't do it. So when they ask me, Effie, can you give me my WhatsApp number? I say, no, babies. I use my WhatsApp only for family and friends who I know personally, and then also for business reasons. I cannot be giving my number out there to everybody, but you have me on Facebook so we can chat here. You know what I'm saying? It's different. Like me, even like if I think about my Facebook today, I got a whole lot of people who I consider to be real friends on Facebook. What's his name? Oh my God, what's his name? I can't really remember. But there's a lot of people on Facebook, right? That I call friends, and they still don't have my numbers. So who are you as a stranger to me to think that I'm going to just give you my number? Can we build a relationship? Can we build a friendship? And then I give you my number? Please, babies. Stop asking me for my number. Stop asking me for my number. Baby! And the other part of social media that I just hate. Now, y'all know. And ladies, I want to speak to y'all. All the ladies and the gay men even. or whatever gender, right? You conform to. Ladies, do you also have the problem with people be adding you on Facebook, right? They add you on Facebook, they don't say hello. They don't say how you. They don't even ask you for a WhatsApp number. The first thing that pops into your messenger alert from this person is a goddamn dick pic. Why? Why do this man feel that the first thing they got to send me is a picture of their dick? I don't care if it's beautiful. I don't care if it's big, thick, white, black. I don't care. If I didn't ask you, now don't come, dumb people, listen to me carefully. I am not saying that I'm going to ask nobody for a dick pic. But please, don't just be sending me no dick pics. Stop it. Stop it. I don't need to see what's going on in your pants. The only thing I want to see in somebody's pants is if I'm in a relationship with somebody. I don't need my messenger or even my Instagram, Twitter, and all this other shit to be filled with dick pics. Babies, stop sending your dick pics out. We don't want it. We don't need it. Keep your eggplant to yourself. If somebody asks you for it, send it to them if you feel you want to. But don't just say hello with a dick pic. I can't deal with it. First of all, I don't need no bananas. Second of all, I don't need your dick pics flooding up my social media. Hell to the no. And you know what's the craziest part of it all, babies? Craziest part, let's go crazy. The craziest part of it all is these people will never send their dick pics on your timeline. You know what I'm saying? Because they know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. But they feel brave enough to just send it to you in your messenger. Stop sending me your dick pics, please, babies. Stop. I know we got wet ass pussies out here in these streets, and we got dick pics, big dicks and long dicks and thick dicks and oh, yes, we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody. But don't send me your dick pic. Please, babe, it's a pet peeve. I can't handle it. At least say hello, then you can send it. I'm just talking crazy. Stop. If I didn't ask you for a dick pic, don't send me no dick pic, please, babies. Please. Please. And then the other thing. First they come through, they send you a friend request, right? Now you look at that person, you see the friend request comes through and they say, for example, Teddy has one mutual friend with you. So now I'm left here sitting on my bed, or whatever the hell I'm doing, and I'm thinking to myself, who in the one mutual friend is you? Do I know you? It's different if I know you. It's different if I know you. But really, one mutual friend and you sending me a friend request already? Don't you rather want to follow me on Instagram? I don't really know you like that. But because I'm a nice person, I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt and I'm going to accept your friend request. But if you send me a dick pic, baby, you're going straight to my blacklist. Please, babies, ladies, boys, girls, can I get an amen up in here? Can we please tell these men to stop with these dick pics? Stop with the one mutual friend sending you friend requests. Stop! With asking for my WhatsApp number if you didn't even say hello. And especially, stop with the unwanted video calls. Do you know how embarrassing it is to maybe be walking in the store? Like I say, maybe you're walking in the store, busy with your monthly shopping. You get a phone call on your phone. You take your phone out. You see it's a video call. You answer the video call. And it's somebody playing with their dick. Stop it! Just stop. Just stop doing it. Stop it, please. We didn't ask you. You should feel privileged that I answered your your video call because I don't like answering video calls. Because babies, when I tell y'all, another of my pet peeves is I have been called a catfish. Yeah, baby, they call me a catfish from my own profile. You want to know why? Because this person wants to call me. He be calling me. And he expects to see Effie, you know, like my profile picture. You ain't gonna see Effie, baby. I don't look like Effie every single day. I really don't look like Effie every single day. You might just get Jody answering the call. You might get Mrs. Brunt, Yandiswa, Nori. You might get anybody, any one of my different personalities answering the phone call. But 10 to 1, you are not going to get Effie answering the phone call. Because do y'all know how long it take me to get into my drag? 2 to 2.5 hours for a perfect face beat to be done. That is whether I'm doing my own face or one of my drag sisters, Livy or Morticia, or even Kitty, or Chad, or Peyton, or anybody who has done my face before. It takes a long time to turn Jody into Effie. So don't be calling me a catfish when you be video calling me. I'm a drag queen, drag performer, drag entertainer. The old word that they used to be, and some people still use it, is cross dresser. That's what I am. If you don't know what a drag queen is, that is, in simple layman's terms, I'm a cross dresser. So if you're going to send me a video call, 10 out of most of the times, you're not going to get Effie answering the phone. So really, babies, please, just stop it. Just stop it. I'm not a catfish. This is me. This is me on all my social medias. You'll see if you go through my Facebook, my Twitter, my TikTok, my Instagram. You'll see Jody. You'll see Effie. You'll see all the different layers of Effie. Whether she might be blonde today, she might be dark-haired, brunette. The next day, she might have red hair. She might have curls. She might have sleek hair. Effie comes in all shapes and sizes, babies. All shapes and sizes. So let us move over to chapter 3. Now, this is something that I want to talk to now. Y'all remember last week? On last week's episode, Figuring Out Your Tea, right? We was talking a lot about bullies. Or at least I was talking to y'all a lot about bullies. Bullies need to stop. It needs to stop. Like, for real. For real. I don't know. I really don't know what causes it. For somebody to start bullying somebody else. Whether it's a child in school, whether it even be adults, we need to stop with the bullying. So this is where I move on to chapter 3, Unnecessary Shade. Now y'all know in the LGBTIQA+ community, we love some shade, baby. The shade of it all. We love the shade of it all. But when your shade is unnecessary, malicious, and rude, why do you think that being rude or malicious to somebody else can be disguised under the word shade? Oh, baby, don't take it so serious. It's just a bit of shade. No, that ain't a bit of shade. Stop it. It's unnecessary. It's really unnecessary. Why? Like, why? Like I said, we all love some shade. We all live for some shade. But when it's unnecessary, malicious, damaging, and borderline bullying to somebody else, just keep it to yourself, babies. Just keep it to yourself, because you don't know what effect you might be putting on the next person by you telling, dissing them about the way they look, or the way they sound, or the way they performing, or whatever, and you want to hide your dissing behind the word shade. That ain't shade. Shade is supposed to be lighthearted. It's supposed to be something fun. You know, everybody loves a bit of shade, as I said, and it's not only limited to the LGBT plus community. Everybody loves a bit of shade. But don't let it become borderline bullying. Sometimes when people be throwing shade, like unnecessary wrong shade, then I be thinking to myself, do you low-key enjoy putting people down? Do you like that? And this goes back to last week's episode of Figuring Out Your Tea. It's okay to be different, because baby, so am I. Ava Max, so am I. Everybody's different. But everybody doesn't have to be bullied for being different, babies. For real. Like I say, we all love some shade. But when it's malicious or it's not coming from a place of love, y'all know we can be a little bit sarcastic. We can throw a bit of shade and we can be brutally honest. And all three of those different aspects can come from a point of love. You will feel in your spirit. Your spirit will tell you this is coming from a place of love. But when your stomach start turning before you about to throw that shade, that is your body or that is some higher power telling you, no, don't do it. Don't do it. It's unnecessary. That is your own, how do they say? Y'all remember when we was little babies, we'd say, or even into adulthood, we'd say, I got the devil on my left shoulder. I got the angel on my right. If your stomach start turning before you're about to shade somebody, that is the angel telling you, baby, no. Baby, don't do it. Don't do it. If it's not coming from a place of love, or even, you know, we can use shade to uplift people too, right? We can use shade to uplift people too. Let's say, for example, I don't even want to make an example because I don't want to risk being malicious. Y'all know what I'm saying? So I try to stay away from shade. Like I said, everybody loves some shade. Everybody loves some shade. But we got to realize when it comes from a place of love or when it comes from a place from malicious intent, babies. For real, for real. We have all, especially not only bullying does not only happen to members of the LGBT community. Like I said last week, they could call you a nerd because you wear glasses. They might call you skinny bones because you're a little bit skinny. They might call you fat because you bootylicious, like Beyonce says, right? So please, if you have had any type of bullying and malicious shade put on you, let that be a learning lesson to yourself to keep those malicious shade and put it to the side. Just put it to the side because your reflection is going to be how you respond to somebody bullying you. You know what I'm saying? That is going to reflect you. If you like some people, say for example, somebody says something crazy to you and you just say, well, go with God. Go with God. Right? That person is going to have no comeback for you because they want you to stoop down to their levels. You know what I'm saying? They want you to stoop down to their levels, especially what they are saying to you is malicious. Don't try. I know it's different, difficult. I mean, I can even think. A few weeks back, I think not last week, the week before, I had gone on TikTok and I'd made this video, right? I went on to TikTok, I made this video. I had on my wig, I had on an oversized t-shirt, and the video was in Afrikaans, but what the video said was, you know, we ladies, we even go to sleep just wearing an oversized t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? That was what the video was about. And somebody commented in my TikTok saying, What even is that? And when I got that notification, I was like, what? And then I read the person's TikTok handle. The person had a monkey as a profile picture. That's the first thing I could have thrown shade back to him or her, whoever it is. And then the person's name. Yeah, the person's name was no homo. So I was like, okay, baby. So you out on this platform trying to throw your hate around. But you know what? I just ignored it. I didn't respond to the person. I'm just telling y'all about it now. Because it comes perfectly in with this unnecessary shade. Because that person was not trying to be shady. That wasn't shady. Imagine somebody commenting on your post trying to say, what even is that? What even is that? So first of all, you don't see me as a person. You see me as a thing. Right? You see me as a thing that you can say, what even is that? Don't you think that that's a bit malicious? Don't you think that that is going to make somebody feel some type of way? Y'all know what I'm saying. That video got a lot of likes, a lot of beautiful comments, and I think it got over 1,000 views. So much love came through on that video, babies. But there's one person who left a negative remark. That is what I remember. And you know what? Like I said last week about this brain detox of Dr. Caroline Leaf. Now, when I watched the video of Dr. Leaf and Michelle talking about why do we always take note of Michelle Williams? Why do we always take note of the negative when we receive so much love? Dr. Leaf said it's because it is not, how do you say, not that it's not of God, but it's not the norm. It's abnormal. You know what I'm saying? For somebody to break your spirit or somebody to speak ill of you, you take more note of it because that is not the norm. So that is why it sticks in your brain. But we need to try and manage our minds to get rid of, you know, just forget about it, move on, focus on all the positivity coming through, because most of the time, and I know I speak for everybody, most of the time we receive much more love than what we do hate. Much more love than what we do hate. So I just wanted to leave y'all with that words of encouragement today. I know today's episode is pet peeves with a hint of tea, but I had to bring some motivation and some upliftment in here too, because I don't want to end this episode off on a negative. Y'all know what I'm saying? So I just want to say thank you to everybody who has tuned in to Tea Time with Effie today. I really appreciate all of y'all, and I send you all my love and devotion. If I could give each one of y'all a hug, I would do it. For real. Okay, not in this time of Corona, because y'all know we got social distance. But if I could, I definitely would give all of y'all a hug. Like I always say, whether you're listening to this podcast, laying on your phone, in your earphones, you might be in a liquor or grocery store doing your weekly or monthly shopping, you're listening to me in your earphones. You might even be driving in your car and have me on surround sound. Thank you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I really appreciate it. And remember, babies, don't let the haters bring you down. Focus on the love that you receive from everybody, because God is love and God has put that love in each one of us. Y'all be blessed.